to get up.
531, Sunny 101.5, The Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Morning. You're not excited to get this weekend started, are you?
Oh, so excited. So excited.
I had a few.
How about you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, how was golf yesterday?
Let's see. It was okay.
It's pretty gorgeous, wasn't
it? As far as weather?
The weather was nice.
No, it was perfect.
Your game wasn't awesome then?
It wasn't awesome, but it wasn't horrible. It was just like right somewhere in the middle there, you know.
Oh, that's good. The season's early.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a sunny day again today. High's going to be 75. It's 45 right now. And if you're ready, then we're ready to go. Okay, this is Sunny 101.5.
Hey, you guys, today's Tell Me Something Good. Man, it is an exciting day for our community. Goodwill of Michiana has a big ribbon cutting this morning. Debbie Kobel, President and CEO of Goodwill Industries of Michiana, is joining us now to share more. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Tell us about the Academy.
Oh, my goodness. This is a long time coming.
Absolutely. It's what we were saying.
Yes. So we decided that we knew there was a need for some hard skills in our community. And we know that not everybody is going to access some of the great resources that we have in higher institutions. And so we started working on coming up with some needed hard skills. And so we are getting ready to open our automotive training center with the help of Gurley Leap and the Leap Family Foundation, construction training, CNC, and welding.
Fantastic. So, I mean, and you sent over pictures of the facility. It's just beautiful. Tell us, you know, where it is, you know, what certification students can get, how it works.
Absolutely. So we are located at 2721 Kenwood, which is right near the Amtrak station and where our Excel Center is already housed. And that's our high school for adults. And so with this, we will be starting automotive training this summer. And it is it will be about 8 weeks long. We are looking at being able to provide some work experience along with the classes in partnership with Gurley Leap. And with that, then, folks will come out with the basic skills to go into the automotive industry. We've already started construction in Elkhart, and we're going to be bringing that also here to South Bend in the fall. And then CNC and welding opportunities are to follow, hopefully shortly after that.
Gosh, how incredible, because I think we all know how in demand skilled tradesmen are. So this has just been really a need for a long time, hasn't it?
It really has, and it just has taken us a while to be able to get every I dotted and T crossed, but here we are today, and we're going to do it.
Absolutely. So how can people get involved? I mean, how can they qualify for this training?
So absolutely. So the training is open to anybody who would like to explore these skill sets. We'll do some assessments, make sure that folks are where they need to be academically or physically, and help with those areas if there's a deficit to get folks ready for success. And then on the other end of it, we need employers to help us with this as well. If you have somebody who is an expert that would like to donate their time to doing some training, we would definitely welcome that. Kind of gives you a first look at the folks coming through training for your company.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody who is semi-retired from the trade or retired and is just wants to get back a little bit, looking for a few hours to do something, we're your place for that.
Oh, that's so cool. And you mentioned another program certification being 8 weeks. Is that what most of the programs are like, or walk us through that?
Yeah, we do try to keep as much as possible. We try to keep around an 8 week period. We know that folks need to be able to earn an income, or they need to be working around a job they already have. And so we want to make sure we jam-pack the skills in that they need to be successful without totally redoing their life as they know it right now.
And the hours of the training, does that vary?
It will vary based upon the needs of our students, and so and the training that we can offer. So that will be decided on and communicated out, especially on our Facebook page as well as our website will be the biggest places people can go for that information.
And that's what I was just going to ask, is how people can learn more. And I think you already touched on it. What an exciting day, Debbie. Anything I didn't mention that you wanted to add?
Well, you know, there is another way that folks in the community can help. The Community Foundation of St. Joseph County was very generous in providing us with a $100,000 match. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody out there would really like to help us financially, continue to get some of the equipment that we need, we are definitely looking for that financial support as well. And one of the neat things about Goodwill is because we have our stores, any financial donation that folks give us goes directly to programming. None of it needs to go to overhead. Got that covered.
Fantastic. Wow. I'm excited for you guys. I remember talking to you,
Thank you.
Years ago when this was just getting started. So just, wow, what a cool thing this is for our community. Yeah. Thank you for what you do. And good luck with the opening today. Touch base
Thank
with us
you.
Here soon and let us know how it's going.
We will do that. Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Britney Spears' mother, Lynn Spears, flew to L.A. Wednesday to reconnect with her pop star daughter after years of public feuding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was photographed arriving at LAX airport ahead of the long-awaited meetup. Sources say they've been texting recently, and Lynn felt things were good enough for her to travel from Louisiana to L.A. to visit her daughter. Media outlets are reporting that Mama Lynn is committed to making it right with her daughter. Man, that's good news. That's good to see.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, a very special Los Angeles home has hit the market. The Brady Bunch house in Studio City.
Oh, boy.
HGTV bought it in 2018, and then they renovated it. Well, they bought it for $3.5 million. It's now hit the market for $5.5 million. The exterior of the house was used for establishing shots in the Brady Bunch. The show itself wasn't filmed there. It was actually filmed on a soundstage. But HGTV bought it for a renovation show called A Very Brady Renovation. So it followed the project. The show followed the project, making the home's interior actually resemble the show. They had help from the property brothers, the owners, Drew and Jonathan Scott. And during those extensive renovations, the entire interior was gutted. A second story was added to just meticulously recreate the Brady household.
Mm-hmm.
That iconic floating staircase was included, as well as the burnt orange and avocado green kitchen.
Yeah, that was quite the staircase, wasn't it?
Exactly. The show ran for 4 weeks and had 28 million viewers watching along. Very cool. Well, Sam Smith is on tour in the UK, and he had to cancel his Wednesday night.
Oh.
Yeah, ahead of performing at Manchester's AO Arena, Sam teased fans that, well, we have a surprise for you this evening. He said Unholy won't be the last song. But then, unfortunately, Sam had to cut the gig short after just 4 songs. He said he fought off a virus a few weeks ago, and since then he's had some incredible shows across Europe. He said he felt great in soundcheck that day, but during the show itself, during that third song, he said he just noticed something with his voice, and he said, I just prayed it was my voice waking up for the show, but into that fourth song, he said he could feel something was really wrong.
Yeah, he's got quite the range in his voice.
He does.
Those aren't easy.
Yeah, he said he went off stage, did everything he could to try to get it back, but he couldn't. How stressful. Can you imagine the crowd out there waiting for you?
I know.
Oh, my gosh. What a stress level. And he said he was heartbroken. He canceled a couple of upcoming shows to try to rest it, figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the movie of the summer is almost here, and so is its all-star soundtrack. Rolling Stone exclusively revealed that Barbie the album Well, it's going to have a lot of celebrities like Dua Lipa, Carol G, Lizzo, Nicki Minaj, Ryan Gosling. The list goes on and on. That soundtrack drops on July 21st, the same day the Barbie movie arrives in theaters. Of course, that one stars Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. Dua Lipa dropped her new music video for Dance the Night Away. That's the lead single from this soundtrack. And it definitely sounds like, I don't know, one of those hits of the summer.
You know how long Barbie has been around? And she doesn't lose steam.
She doesn't.
I think she gets more popular.
I agree. Totally stands the test of time. Amazing.
Man.
Well, I still have some of my Barbies, by the way.
I bet you do.
You know, you keep them for your children. My one Barbie, like the traditional Barbie that with the long, like almost platinum blonde hair, she's balding. So she has some hair left, some not. But you know what? Gotta have her. It just reminds you of your childhood.
That's right.
Brings back a lot of
memories. Not my childhood, but I know what you're saying.
Well, meanwhile, Princess Leia's dress is about to hit the auction block. The one-of-a-kind costume was worn by Carrie Fisher in the 1977 film Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. The auction house estimates it's going to fetch between $1 and $2 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, this three-day auction is going to feature other Hollywood pieces of memorabilia as well. For instance, Batman's bat pod used by Christian Bale in The Dark Knight. There's even the evil clown doll from Spielberg's classic Poltergeist.
Oh, wow.
My gosh. And then Harry Potter fans can
grab. I don't know
if
I'd want that.
I know. I don't think I would either. I think that would haunt you. Oh, Harry Potter fans can grab the distressed costume worn by Daniel Radcliffe in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. And yes, it does come with the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
The auction starts June 28th and ends June 30th. Alrighty, today's blueberry cheesecake day.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one there.
Sounds awesome. And it is Stevie Nicks' birthday.
Stevie Nicks.
Just like the wide wing girl sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
70? Three.
That's a good guess. She's 75.
75.
Lauren Hill.
Okay. Lauren Hill. Going to be a little bit younger. I would say, I'll give her 45.
48. Another good 48, guess.
48. Okay.
And Matt Stone.
Matt Stone would be about, he's older than 45. I'll give him 48.
52.
All right.
Good job.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. Here at 7:42.
All right. You know, you're wearing more like canvas sneakers or Hey Dudes or that kind of thing this time of year. And often you wear them with like...
Wait, before you continue with that.
Okay.
With the Hey Dudes. I never even heard of them. She said, you're buying a pair of these shoes. I go, what? No, I'm telling you. You want to be cooler or whatever. And they're comfortable. I got them on right now, as a matter of fact.
I wasn't wrong, was I? I was like, Jack, we got to up your game.
Yeah, well, that feels
he ordered
good.
Them right away. I have to say, there was no hesitation.
No, I got them. Okay.
So anyway, but you know, sometimes you wear those without socks. A lot of times, I mean, I wear mine with like a little liner. But you know how you can like keep the I don't know, the sweat and the smell at bay. You just sprinkle a little salt in those shoes,
salt?
Just a little. Yes, and salt actually soaks up the moisture.
I've heard. No, I haven't heard that one. I've heard those dryer sheets that you for your wash.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard doing that, but that's
those
man.
Too.
Hey, I'm not taking any chances. I'll do both.
There we go. Exactly.
All right. So, we're just talking about graduation and school and all that. Well, you're trying to finish a paper, okay?
Mm-hmm.
and you just don't, it's just not going. You want something to motivate you to do it. The easiest way to finish a paper in no time mm-hmm. is to pick a subject that infuriates you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll easily be able to rant about it, and the pages will just fly by. Just like, okay?
Wow, yeah, because you're all fired up and you want to get it out there.
Exactly. So there you go. There's your life hack.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:54, and time for Go Figure. We go to Oklahoma for this one. An Oklahoma driver received a scare when a four-foot snake emerged from under the hood of her car and slithered under her windshield. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would just lose it. Yikes.
Now, I know what you do.
Yeah,
you would,
I just turn the
wipers on and...
Get into a parking lot where there isn't anyone and drive crazy.
The village police department said in a Facebook post that officers were called out to assist a driver who spotted a snake on her moving car. They were driving and the snake crawled out from under their hood onto the window. A department spokesman told Newsweek, "This one was approximately 4 feet long and we believe it was called a Western rat snake." Yes, those... crazy Western rat snakes, I'll tell you. The department said one of the same officers who relocated the snake had been called out earlier in the week to remove a rat snake that had found its way inside the resident's car. So, I mean, it has some kind of infatuation there in Oklahoma. But it is one of my favorite musicals, by the way. Oklahoma, where the snake crawls out on my...
Oh, my gosh.